You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Concussions were a huge story in 2014. Everybody was talking about them. We talked a lot about concussions here on The Pulse, and the story is far from over. Each year, Americans suffer more than 2 million concussions, and experts think that 20% of those result in serious long-term injury. That's a lot of brain damage. Awareness levels of concussions as a problem have reached 21st century proportions. Diagnosing concussions, though, is still very much a 20th century affair. But a new blood test being developed right here in Philadelphia could change that. Regular Pulse contributor Avir Mitra, a fourth-year medical student at Drexel, has the story.
So I think we get it. Concussions are a huge deal. But here's the thing. How do you know for sure if you've got one? The things we associate with concussions, blacking out or seeing stars, they only happen in a fraction of cases, and you can't feel your brain cells dying. So I wanted to find out exactly how we go about diagnosing this condition. I spoke with Dr. Douglas Smith, director of the Center for Brain Injury and Repair at the University of Pennsylvania, who walked me through the process. As I found out, it's still a rather primitive ordeal.
So currently, what we call a sideline type of test, you would have taken a baseline test at some point.
So if you were a person at high risk for concussion, like an athlete or soldier, you would have taken a test before anything happened, usually consisting of a few simple questions.
And these tests often look at things like what we call processing speed, how quickly you can think, or memory, you know, whether you can retain something that was just told to you.
And then if you get hit, you take the test again.
When you take the test again, your new score is going to be compared to that.
If you performed worse than your baseline.
All right, go to the emergency room if that even happened. And you go to the emergency room, and even currently, you're basically being watched.
Considering the fact that we all agree concussions are a major public health concern, it's amazing that we're still relying on coaches to diagnose them using pretty primitive tools. I mean, this is all so subjective. And most of us haven't even had a baseline test in the first place. But even if you did,
they could be manipulated by the individuals or interpreted in varying ways by those giving the test.
That's Dr. Robert Simon. He's Dr. Smith's colleague and a research professor of neurosurgery at Penn.
There's clear opportunity for an objective and quantitative measure that takes the decision-making out of the hand of the athlete and the trainer and the coaching staff.
Is there a better way to diagnose concussions? Is there a better way to tell who will end up in the 20% with long-term damage and who will be just fine? Dr. Simon and Dr. Smith believe the answer just might be a protein they've discovered.
A protein that we call SNTF.
That's short for calpain-cleaved alpha-2 spectrum N-terminal fragment. Let's just go with SNTF. How could this tiny protein potentially help diagnose millions of concussion sufferers per year? Well, to understand that, we have to understand what SNTF actually is.
It's a fragment of a protein that is normally a part of the structural support of the axon.
See, your brain is made up of nerve fibers, and there are proteins that create the structural support inside those nerve fibers. So if the nerve fiber is a tent, these proteins are the tent poles. When you get a concussion and your brain bangs around the inside of your skull, the nerve fiber gets damaged and those structural proteins get broken. They literally break in half. The tent collapses and dies, and that broken half tent pole, that's SNTF.
This structural protein gets cleaved in half, and one of the halves of this protein that's not normally found in axons suddenly starts to accumulate within axons.
And so this cellular rubble, all those broken tent poles, start to pile up in the brain as nerve fibers collapse and die. It's a strange process that continues long after the moment of injury, and is kind of kept going by certain enzymes that run amok inside the cell. But regardless, once the levels get high enough, SNTF starts leaking into the bloodstream.
And that's the protein that we find it becomes measurably increased in the blood.
And the good thing about a protein that leaks into the blood is that it can be measured. In other words, SNTF could be the first objective blood test for brain injury. Here's Dr. Smith again.
If we see the proteins that should be in those axons appear in the blood, that means those axons died.
In 2013, they tested the concept on patients coming into the emergency department after head injuries, and their results were promising. In 2014, they collaborated with Swedish researchers who had access to some pretty awesome research subjects. 0,7 meters 7
All 288 players in the top professional ice hockey league in Sweden agreed to participate in this study.
They measured SNTF levels in the players before the season began. Then they took serial measurements of SNTF if and when any player got hit during the season. And amazingly, they found that SNTF levels did in fact correlate with concussion severity.
Players who suffered a concussion and had their post-concussion symptoms resolved within a few days had no difference in their blood levels of SNTF, but for that subset of players that had persisting post-concussion symptoms that required that they be withheld from play for 6 days or longer, they had measurable, statistically significant blood elevations in SNTF.
In other words, the test was able to distinguish between bad concussions and not so bad concussions.
And so SNTF blood levels were a prognostic marker, in that within hours of a player suffering a concussion, their blood levels of SNTF could be used to predict which of those concussed hockey players were going to go on to suffer long-term post-concussion symptoms.
More brain damage, more SNTF leaking out. It's a simple concept, but the implications are huge.
It's an admittedly small study, but it's the first evidence that a marker could be measured in the bloodstream on the day of a concussion that could distinguish between those individuals who are going to be okay after their concussion and those who are not.
Right now, they're the only lab capable of measuring SNTF, but Dr. Simon has patented the test and is in the process of developing it. But even so, there's still a lot of work to be done, because the fact is, even if we do diagnose a concussion, we still don't have any great treatment for it.
Exactly how to rehabilitate somebody is something that's never been defined in well-controlled clinical trials.
But Simon's hope is that an objective test like SNTF could help researchers investigate new treatment strategies. And to be fair, there are ongoing studies looking at other blood markers, as well as better imaging that would allow doctors to actually see concussion damage. So regardless of which method ends up on top, the race is certainly on to find a 21st century measure for a 21st century injury. For The Pulse, I'm Avir Mitra.